Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are we in? I pressed record already. I pressed it. Do you know what? Yeah. I don't know, like, are people listening to their parents' music anymore?
I am.
I definitely am.
100%.
Hey, it's mad when you think about the fact that, like, I don't know about you, yeah, but, like, there's certain songs I hear and the first millisecond of the song,
yeah,
it will remind me of my parents.
100%. That's
either
it.
My mum or my dad or, like, somebody it will remind me of.
100%. My dad.
Or Peter.
My mum, like, all of this reminds me of my mum more than it reminds me of my dad.
But yeah, all right.
All of that. That whole... The whole Rare Grooves.
Yes.
Like that.
And soul and that soul. Type of thing. Yeah, yeah.
My dad was more like, he was more like true R&B.
Was he, yeah?
Yeah. Like Rough Ends.
Oh, he was.
And them, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's it. It's
R&B later
age.
Later on. Yeah, yeah. Later on. Yeah.
But I think maybe I have more memories of like the soul in that with my mum because, I don't know. Maybe just because I was with my mum more than I was with my dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But flipping hell. That music there where we are... We're blessed that we got that.
Yeah.
Certain man will only ever know Little Baby, you know.
Oh, bro.
And Little Baby's cold.
Yeah,
and Little Dirt's cold. But like, you've got to balance it out with something.
I just don't know if that ever becomes. I'm not saying what is better or what is what. Like, well, you know what I can say what is better, but
what's better
for me? What I grew up like all of like not just what I grew up listening to. Yeah. Because I can't say that I grew up listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, because even then, I think coming home and hearing my mum listening to it, it wasn't my thing. It wasn't what we listened to. But it didn't offend the household, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, it didn't offend the household. It was music that was played in the house and it just was just in the house. You get me?
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like now, parents' music now will offend the household later on down the line. I think Little Baby, Little Dirt, that offends the household later on down the line.
The house is mashed. I like, there's so many songs I'll play in the car when the kids are in the car. At home, I'm like, oh, I can't really play this because we know what Durky O's saying.
Yeah.
He's saying some crazy stuff, but I like it. But ultimately, let's be honest, if we're looking at difficulty levels and what it takes to make the current music that is mostly popular right now in terms of like that kind of sound,
yeah?
And that... Do you know how much it took to make that song?
Oh yeah, my God.
And you had to pretty much do it in one take, depending on what year that was.
Yeah.
Like we had to really get it right.
Yeah.
Like there was a certain degree of auto-tune, but as in there was none of, like you had to nail it.
Yeah.
Nowadays you can just pull up and almost accidentally have a worldie.
Oh yeah, for real.
It's true.
Do you know what? Let me rephrase a little something that I just said. I don't know if it's just the fact of the era of what was going on around the time when I was growing up, but I think it's maybe just the fact that musically I was around a diverse group of people, which made me, I feel, tap into the best of what was going on at that time, even if it wasn't necessarily for me. Now, meaning that as a big man, I can go back to certain eras into what my mum was into and really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
I feel like that's the difference. Whereas like now, I believe a lot of music will offend the household later on down. Like, what the fuck is this?
It's going to offend everyone.
Yeah, like what?
100%, like, it's gonna offend everyone because there's just two. Look, the music we was listening to was about love. For the most part, most songs in the 90s were about, it's only really Tupac. And even most of his songs were about love.
Well, what are you talking
about? I'm saying all the songs back then were about love and girl, I need you. Like, it's all
R&B songs, like. You're talking about
even the songs that weren't like songs, there weren't really that much badness songs.
Oh yeah, nah. I mean, but if you're going into the early 90s hip hop and that, it got dark.
Was it how dark? Give me a dark one.
Wu-Tang. That's when them man touched road. Road 93.
Okay, yeah. But they were like the noisy neighbors. Like, where the hell have they dragged?
N.W.A. was outside early 90s, causing a madness. Yeah,
they don't have a love song.
But the thing is. They do.
Yeah.
But obviously, I think it was maybe the mood of what was going on around the time for them, innit? Like socially, it was just fucked. With the drugs and all of that type of shit was just fucking up everything. But the drugs was fucking up these lot in the 70s too. I've said this before.
Big yo. Fact. Let me just check something.
I just want to check the white pants.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, I see it there still.
They're on yours already.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there's a part of me that don't want to be in the 70s on heroin. Yeah. Mm. Just with Marvin and them man there.
Do you reckon they all did be?
Yeah. I think a lot of them dabbled, man.
It's crazy, man.
I think a lot of them dabbled.
It's insane. When you deep it properly, I suppose all of these drugs at one point were like the kind of in thing.
Mm.
It was like the modern day balloons.
But do you reckon, not to make it dark or anything like that, but do you reckon that like really contributed to domestic violence then? Because even though everyone was talking about love and that, hey, some people were holding some licks back then, you know?
Yeah.
Like big and serious.
But
women were going through it, elements of it.
I think back then, it was like, yes, domestic violence, but maybe it was just violence as well, you know?
The violence was mad.
The violence was insane. Remember, like, that whole era, well, I held beats, crazy beats.
You weren't born in the 70s, man, G.
Bro, I was Bro, I was holding beats in the 90s.
There you go.
So I'm saying, it just carried over.
Yeah, of course.
Now, no one's really holding beats in the 2020s.
Nah, that's you. Listen, your kids are going on social media saying, "Daddy did this." They're going on TikTok and doing stuff, talking about this is what happened. So you can't now.
You're not allowed. You can't hit your kids.
Yeah, you can't hit your kids now.
But back then, you could hit anyone. Back then, what are you talking about? Teachers would beat your kids.
Yeah.
Like,
did you see the clip of what's going on just the other day with the brother that hit that kid on the bus? Or is it on the train? You ain't seen that?
No.
Let me show it to you. Hold on 1 second. I know Scribs posted it as well, so I know exactly where to find it. I want to know what
make of it.
EA, put this on the screen, yeah? Where is it? I'm surprised you haven't seen this. Here we go.
Fuck about him. Give ya. I don't give a fuck.
Right, well, fuck off then. Oh my gosh. I can't believe.
Before you say anything, yeah, Give It All the Biggin is a classic.
It's crazy.
Biggin is a.
We know where he is on the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah?
But yeah, go on.
I don't know what happened before that. It don't really matter. That's not his kid. He just slapped. He's in a suit. That's a suit jacket. Well, not a suit jacket, but like a smart jacket. He's obviously on his way back from an office or to an office. I don't know where he's going. Listen, that guy, I'm guessing since he's in big trouble, right? Because he just slapped
him. He probably
a kid.
Is going to be, yeah. Did he slap him or did he punch him?
It sounded like a slap. I don't think he opened his hand up there. It's a slap, but it doesn't matter. There was velocity in that, and that kid is going to have some major trauma there. That is ridiculous. Well, I swear on my life, if that was my son,
oh my
God, I would be begging for the police to not nick him. Don't nick him. I need that man on road.
Yeah.
I need that man on road because he's coming with me. That is insane. You're slapping other people's kids in school uniform. I don't know what other opinions are there out there.
Well, because I want to tie this back to where we was, innit? If parents won't, strangers will.
I hear it.
If parents won't, strangers will.
I needed to see the beginning part of that video. What did they dash at his head?
Some people have said that as well.
I need to see it because I've caught it at the worst possible point. Whereas all the aggression, everything just makes that kid look innocent enough to me.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's done something. The kid has done something. I don't think it necessarily warrants that. But what I will say is, though, like, sometimes, even though it is probably not the right thing to do morally a lot of the time, there are some that do deserve a little something. Because, you know what, it's like, you can't keep doing stuff. You can't keep poking the bear just thinking that you could just do that. And sometimes if a parent, I'm not saying someone should do this, but I'm saying sometimes if a parent doesn't stop it, and his parents can't do everything, they can't do everything, but something's gonna have to stop you at some point. Maybe as bad as that is, maybe he will think twice.
No, he's not gonna
about
do whatever it happened before, he won't do that again. But is that too much?
Yes.
So for example, we know it's too much.
No, wait. It's the context, though.
Yeah, unless the guy was throwing bricks at people's head. But I can imagine what happens on a bus or a train. Like, someone's flicking paper. And
yeah, it's true.
They giggle to the bridge. Yeah. And then usually it's to somebody who don't really want any altercation anyway in it. So they don't make a deal. And at the most, they just have a look. And they get up and they move down the carriage.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they've come up against a West Ham fan.
Right, then.
So now he's on this. Let's have it then, boys. Let's have it. Yeah. Let's have it. And obviously, they're kids. They weren't, even though they think they wanted that reaction, they got it. And now they realize, no, we didn't actually want it.
The kid was giving it the big one. So obviously,
I think he was.
If you act like that towards a West Ham fan,
yeah.
He's gonna give it ya.
That's it.
I'll give it ya. The big one, that is so, hey. You know how long that's been going on for?
That kid's dad. What's that kid's dad going to do? What kind of dad has he got? I need to know that.
Yeah, I guess like that's quite a tough one for a parent as well, because you probably feel...
I think it's easier for a parent, you know? I think it's harder for like a hypothetical, someone like us just looking at it like, what if that was my... I think it's far easier when it's your son that holds a slap like that on camera by a man...
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, if you're a parent, yeah, or like that's your son, it's hard watching that because obviously when that's your son, you may not like, you don't even hit your son like that. So now you're probably put in a situation where you almost feel shit because you weren't there to protect the child at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be there and in that moment to protect the child, yeah? So then now there's that burning desire to want to find out exactly who that is. But it's difficult. Like, it's public fucking transport. Like, this Don's probably long gone out of here. The internet will do its thing, and the internet will find him. The internet will find him. But the police will find him before you as a parent or anyone else. And then you just have to be, you almost have to find yourself being satisfied with that process and how that moves.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you will forever hold a burning desire to want to cause a painful, you know, punishment to somebody. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just think sometimes it's healthy.
Yeah.
To inflict a painful punishment. So he gave my son.
He gave, yeah.
Punishment.
Yeah.
So now, just like for like kind of thing. I get it. Like, you can't always do that. But if me, even if you're not one of those type of people that likes to fight and all of that, you watching your son get slapped like that.
It's bad. No,
it's crazy. It's a seek and destroy mission. You've got to find out who that is.
Yeah, 100.
And you've got to get them.
100. But going back to the parent thing and the music thing or whatever, man, like, it will be really interesting to see how this all pans out. I remember talking on the pod like time ago on the dilution in like cultural foods. I can't remember how we got here. This might be a couple of years ago.
What do you mean dilution?
Like, so like, you see, like before, I don't know about what it was like in your household or at your grandmother's house or whatever, but you know, like maybe Caribbean food would be get cooked or whatever. And then maybe your mum or your dad, like, can they both cook or can just one of them cook?
My mum can cook. My dad couldn't really cook, but my grandma could cook so well on my dad's side.
Right.
That it almost made it feel like my dad cooked it.
Okay.
Like, you know, like she would chef it up and it would just, like, it would be at his house anyway.
Yeah.
He's the youngest of all his brothers and sisters. So, you know, they always stay going to the house and leaving with the food.
Yeah. Can you cook now?
I don't know if I can anymore. I can, but not like I could. I've been domesticated.
Right.
But domesticated.
Is cultural food cooked in your household?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So as we go down the line though, as time goes on, you see, like, how often that cultural thing would have been cooked.
Yeah.
It will no longer not be like that so much anymore, you know.
And to be fair, what we at now, like, once every couple of weeks before it's cultural food.
There you go. So it's like
once a week. Everything else is just normal-ish food.
It depends on what generation you are here within this country. So when you start getting down to, you know, say, like, your kids, by then, like, what is being cooked in the household then?
But is it being passed down? I might have a better chance with my daughter when my daughter grows up.
Because her mum?
Yeah, we'll just want to cook.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have faith in girls more than I have it in guys. I feel like, I don't know what it is. Since I've got hold of this delivery app.
Yeah, see?
It's just ruined my life.
It's mad. But that's, do you know what? There's a different type of conditioning there because, see, like, with Caribbeans in particular, I'm not sure with Africans, you know, or people like from certain African countries. I don't know. I should ask more, yeah? But they are, like, them man love to cook.
Yeah.
You see, when you go to Jamaica, for example, it's everyone can cook and everyone thinks they're the wickedest cook.
Yeah.
But here, I don't know. It's not really like that. It's like the generations.
I'm going to start chefing it up soon, though, you know?
Are you?
I think I just need time and space.
Mm.
Which I'm struggling for.
You're not going to get no time and space, Maggie.
In 2024, I think I'm going inside, you know?
What?
I think I'm going inside.
Cap.
It's been a hell of a year. And I think next year, I'm going inside.
Is it, yeah?
At least by second. Maybe I'll have the first. The thing is, we're into the grind period now. So I don't mind grinding this bit out. Anyway, I'm not going to be outside like that.
Yeah.
Second quarter, I might wobble.
Yeah.
Third and fourth quarter, I'm out of it.
Out.
I'm out.
Quiet.
Quietly enough.
Yeah, I hear that still.
Yeah. I'll make a run here and there.
Yeah.
But not like I've been this year. This year, I think, when I scrolled back through my phone today, I'm not sure why. I think I was looking for something, but I was like, holiday there. I was like, what a year. Like, in terms of, like.
Yeah, it's mad.
Like, I was just like, I can't behave like this any longer. Or for much longer, just because of that flipping, there's just too much things that I have to achieve next year for me to spend X amount of money on just gallivanting.
Yeah.
So I think I'm inside, which probably leaves more time for cooking.
For cooking. I hear it still.
So that's my theory. Yeah, the theory is next year I cook more.
Right. Yeah, all I'm saying is that you see whatever that cultural thing is, yeah, lean to it still, because after a while it's not even going to be here, you know. It's gone.
But does it get stronger as we get older?
No. Because convenience still happens. It's still, convenience is still created in so many different forms. Yeah. Like a Deliveroo, for example.
Like, for example, my granddad, I've only known him ever as my granddad, yeah? So I've only ever known him to have vegetables in the garden and always be that version of him.
Do you reckon that could be you?
Maybe. What I'm trying to say is that I don't think he was doing that at 20. He was probably outside.
Nah. He might have been doing that at 20. Because culturally, them times structurally, it was just different. That's kind of what you did.
It's different though. Our grandparents were in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Like mine came from Jamaica. Like
yeah, now we're here now.
And now we're here.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying like my dad, he's not going to chef it up like that. It's true. It's getting lost and lost.
It's getting lost, bro. Before you know it, yeah.
It's going to be
It's funny. Just Deliveroo's, bro. But also, you know what? You can still have that. You can still have it in a way where it doesn't shift, but still incorporate Deliveroo.
Yeah.
You just have to shift the mindset.
Yeah. Say so, I'm not that good at making curry goat, so let me order that.
Let me order that. Yeah, let me order
and
that.
And I'll make the jerk. That's
it.
Yeah.
Why is it that when we like go on Deliveroo, the first thing we think about is just the junk? Do you know, I can't bother to cook. Fuck it, KFC. Why is it not?
But do you know me? I'm kind of like, I've got a good range of what I go for on delivery, you know?
What was the last thing you got? Don't
that,
lie.
No, that don't count.
No, what is it? No, what is it?
It will be it's a place called Crispy's, yeah? And it's fried chicken.
Yeah, see it, yeah.
But it was a wrap.
Yeah, no,
it was a barbecue
matter,
jerk wrap, though.
Huh?
It was a barbecue jerk wrap, but it was a poor. Yeah. I should have gone Chicken Kitchen. But you said delivery, not Uber Eats.
As Uber Eats?
My Uber Eats is Chicken Kitchen all day.
Oh, okay. But, same thing.
But, I will go and get like a Wagamama's.
Yeah.
No, not a Wagamama. Yeah, a Wagamama or Banana Tree. Like, I'm not always going to go for Burger King,
right.
KFC, McDonald's. If I'm in that mood, then I'm like, I'm done for. Because that mood, I stay in that mood for a few weeks.
Yeah.
But I eat bad at the moment just because I'll eat twice. So I'll pretend that I'll be here and then I'll order something that I didn't need to order, and I'll order at an awkward time, 5-6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then I get home and there's food at home.
There you go.
Got to box that as well.
Yeah, of course.
So now I've just done, I just didn't need to do what I did. And that's happened every day for like the last 20 days.
Oh, mad.
So I'm not even touching the scales. I'm not going near.
Yeah, neither am I.
I'm not going to do it. I'll wait it out. I'll try and just do damage limitation. I haven't had a cheese board yet, which is good for me because it's the
19th. In life?
No, in this winter.
Oh.
I'm the cheese board guy. Like,
swear down.
I'm the cheese board guy.
Like, mad.
As soon as it gets to like, I'm cheese board on planes. I'm cheese board everywhere.
Is that what you do?
I had a cheese board on a plane, but it doesn't count. What do you mean? I will go and get like the taste the difference range. I like blue cheese.
Jesus.
And Wensleydale.
I've never had a cheese board in my life.
Nah, they're class.
I am so basic with the cheese. Cheddar. I'm a cheddar specialist.
Mild.
That's it. That's the only cheese I've had. Mozzarella.
I'm a cheese man. I swear, I don't know when this happened, but I can do Wensleydale's, a blue cheese, like a soft cheese.
What about the brie in that?
Yeah, brie, I rock with brie.
Is it?
Yeah. I rock with them hard, and then I'll have like
crazy.
The biscuits, the chutney, grapes.
Well, you've been the grapes on there now.
Yeah, what do you mean? Now, even if I'm feeling a certain type, I have a little Prosecco with it as well.
Strong.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And usually by December, we had cheese board on Filthy once.
What?
We had a Christmas cheese board thing.
When everyone was indulging on that.
Everyone was like,
definitely not specs.
Specs, I think he did. Loons was definitely Loons cheddar. Was like, what? Loons ate the whole blue cheese.
Did he?
Yeah.
I've never had.
But that. Yeah, I used to look at it and just be like, who likes cheese? And then one day, is that olives? Yeah. I don't know how I'm on olives now.
Oh yeah, no, that's me. That's been me the weird. Last year and a half.
Where? What? Olives?
I love olives now.
It's crazy.
You know, my story of olives is nuts, bro. I had olives one time, I hated it. Yeah. I had it another time, I hated it. And then someone who I was with at the time, she was like, oh, let's get some olives. I was like, I hate them. I don't want it, I hate it. She and she was like, no, you should try it. Yeah, that was, and that was another thing. I hate that. Oh, nah, but you ain't tried these ones. I was like, listen, I don't want it. I just didn't want it, yeah. And then she was going on and on. And I said, let me tell you something, yeah. I'm going to try this. But let me tell you this. If I don't like it, I am never, ever in my life having this again. No one's going to convince me in having another olive ever again.
Do you remember what olive it was?
It was just a green one.
It was a green?
Yeah, it was a green one. It was a Nando's one, funny enough.
I knew it would be a Nando's. I just had a feeling. When you first started this story, I just had a feeling it was a Nando's one. You can't get lucky with them.
Had it, yeah. And I didn't hate it.
Yeah. And it's the beginning.
And that was the beginning.
That's the beginning.
And now I love it.
Yeah.
Now I love it. I had olives yesterday. Crazy.
That was like me with Supermalt. I hated Supermalt until like 2 years ago.
Is it, yeah?
And then all of a sudden I was like, this drink is genius.
So wait, what is your... Okay, let's do... Because it's Christmas time. Even though it definitely doesn't... I don't know. Your situation
this
is
doesn't
different.
Feel... This is the least Christmassy it's ever felt.
But I feel
ever.
Like we say this every year now. Did we not say this last year?
But what makes a Christmas? Family. As in, what makes that Christmas feeling?
Going to a shopping centre.
Okay.
So you know, like when you go in and it's light and it's rammed.
Bear in mind, I haven't done any shopping yet.
Neither have I. I've not gone west.
We're running out of time. That as in, time's run out.
Time's run out.
Well, today, if you want everything to come by Christmas, ordered.
We're recording this on the 19th. December, by the way.
That means we have to order tonight.
Well, luckily, I don't really have to do that.
I don't think I have to do that much either. I don't know. I'm in shock. When the kids open their presents, I'm in shock as well.
I don't know.
I just get sent the invoice.
Is it?
Like, I don't know what's in there. Like, I'm looking. Like, well, I don't have a clue.
I just get sent the invoice. I hear that still. But yeah, you still contributed. But yeah, nah. I like, for me, the Christmas feeling is maybe being outside in certain places.
Winter Wonderland ramps up.
I haven't been Winter Wonderland in years. Like TV, certain elements of TV and that. I don't know, bruv.
But have you switched off yet? When was your last I think you need an off day for you to be like, all right, cool, it's Christmas. Because then you see what's on TV. You see what's on. Like, at the moment, I'm still like, I'm still around the clock. So like, I'm not seeing anything.
Do you know what, actually, thinking about it, like last year, it felt a little Christmassy in the sense that like, I'd stopped doing stuff at a certain point. I did have a New Year's Eve party, but I didn't need to think about it too much. And I was just at home. I literally just at home, just watching TV and then just catching up with a couple of my brethren, going like playing with my goddaughter, doing all that type of stuff, yeah. But this time, like, I've just finished the bigger R&B shows.
Yeah.
So that's just done. And then there's Boxing Day, and then I got New Year's Eve, family, and then New Year's Day. And then after that, then it's done. So once that's done...
That's the Christmas period done.
Yeah, that's the Christmas period done.
But when does it start? Like, when do you start? It's the 19th. I don't feel Christmas at all. Does it start on...
23rd.
I hope so. Oh, that should start, because we're hosting Box Park Croydon.
Are you?
Yeah. On Filthy. The 23rd.
Filthy is?
Yeah.
I was sick.
So... That maybe that will start to feel like, and the day before is my mum's birthday, so I'll go out for dinner and do all of that. So maybe it starts to unwind then, 22, 23. And maybe it's because I haven't panicked and started trying to buy people stuff yet.
Yeah.
As soon as I start doing that, maybe it feels a bit more like it's Home Alone, like the and I need to watch like Hook.
Hook? I ain't even seen that.
Hook, Peter Pan. You haven't seen Hook?
I ain't seen that, no.
You haven't seen Hook?
Nah, Maji.
I can't believe it.
What's Hook about?
Peter Pan.
Is it Peter Pan thing?
It's Peter Pan, but it's not called, it's not about, it's more about Hook. It's not more about Hook.
Who's Hook?
Hook, I don't even know who plays Hook. What do you mean, Captain Hook?
Oh, Captain Hook.
Yeah. But like, you haven't seen Hook?
Nah, I ain't seen Hook. Bro.
With Rufio. Rufio gets stabbed.
He get...
I know, it don't even
don't
sound.
Bro, are you...
I know.
What?
Bro, he
a gets... man stabs... Hook. Literally, wait, a man stabs Pete or Hook?
No, Hook stabs Rufio.
That's crazy. Are you crazy?
Actually, now that I deep it, that's actually a bad one, you know? That's one of my like biggest traumatic moments of my youth alongside Mufasa.
Oh, wow. Yeah, of course.
So like those, maybe I need to do something like that. Maybe I need to go to the theater.
Yeah.
And listen to something. Yeah. I don't know. But Hook, you have to watch Hook this Christmas.
Is it on Netflix?
I think so. If it's not there, it has to be on Disney Plus. Disney, something, one of those.
No, but no.
You haven't seen it. Robin Williams is the Hook, is Peter Pan.
Hook.
I watched it today.
Oh, you ain't seen this.
You haven't seen that?
Nah, bro.
I can't believe
it. I thought you was describing a cartoon to me right now.
No, this one is, that's the film.
1991
that has to be a priority.
I feel like I've seen the artwork though.
That has to be a priority. That is one of the best films. And then it's just about watching all the other ones. Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, Jingle All the Way and that.
Home Alone.
Robin Williams, look at his face here the in best. This one, boy.
You know, all he did is bring happiness.
I know, it's the irony, bro. It's mad.
Crazy.
So how many hooks is there then?
Just one.
So what are you saying? What, the man just did the one thing and gone?
You can't, like, as in he achieved everything he could achieve in that one film.
Okay.
He was already a man. He was Peter Pan as a kid and he forgot.
Julia Roberts is in this.
Julia Roberts is cold.
Hey, you know what? In fact, just very quickly, because there's a couple of things that I might need to know from you in regards to Christmas things to watch here. I got a bone to pick with Julia Roberts.
What's she done now? Is that film? That film that just...
Listen.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm so upset about that.
I fell asleep before the end, but I woke up and asked about the end.
Let me give the context before, because people might not know what we're talking about. What is it called?
I don't know.
Leave Something Alone. What was it called? It's called Never Leave... What's this fucking stupid thing called?
It's stupid. What's I saw it? All the Teslas crashed.
What is it called? Leave the world alone. Let me tell you something, yeah? You see, for someone like me, I take this personally. Yeah. I'll tell you why I take it personally. Because, like, I'm already the person in the room who hasn't seen a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I miss everything.
I spent a lot of time, of my childhood in particular, just listening to music and being around music. If we're sitting having conversations about albums or whatever else, I'm involved in that conversation, mm-hmm. Yeah? But see, when it comes to like certain things that have come on TV and this, that, and like there's a lot of things that I've missed, yeah? Now, I'm trying to do catch up. So I'm also trying to like incorporate just watching things because true, I never grew up watching loads of stuff. For me sitting there to watch a 2.5 hour thing is a big deal for me.
It was long, innit?
It's a big deal for me, yeah? It's a big deal. So I'm seeing this thing, it says 2 hours and 20 minutes or 2 hours and 25 minutes or whatever. And it's got Julia Roberts in it. Yeah. Fancy there at one point. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? Still looking very milfy. I'm going to watch this. Bro, that has to be one of the shittest things I've ever seen in my whole life.
I
could not believe. Did you see the ending?
I kept waiting for the drop and I fell asleep.
Bro, the music, the way that, like, even the way that they have the music in the background and that, yeah, I'm like, oh, wait, something's going to happen. And nothing.
Yeah, because they'll keep going, like, something's coming.
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff that happened, it didn't even make any sense. Like, I'm sure at one point, like, they turned on the light and there was just a deer waiting in the background.
Yes.
And then, like, that was it.
That was it.
Like, the deer didn't even come back.
No.
At any point, so I'm like, why did you even do that?
Right.
What was the deer there for? Like, at least make the deer have a second role. And now he's moving insane. Like,
give the deer a knife or something.
Why were the pelicans in the water?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, there's too much that just didn't make any. Nothing makes sense.
Bro.
There was like 20 pelicans in the flipping water or flamingos, whatever
flamingos,
they are.
Flamingos.
And then like a siren went and they just left.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, all right, cool. So like, I'm there. I've seen a deer and then I've seen all these flamingos. So I'm like, all right, cool. Something's coming. And then they just forgot about it.
Yeah.
I didn't see another animal after that.
Then there was a, remember the Don went to one yard and there was a dead body somewhere or whatever. He's come back. He's not even really said nothing about that. That just sort of blew over.
The guy saw a plane crash. He saw, no, first of all, he saw, look, this is what, it's not a dream. Like, he actually is seeing this. Like, he saw one plane crash and then another plane crashing.
Yeah.
And he went back and said nothing.
Yeah, right. I know. Nothing. He just went and made himself a glass of water. You know what as well? When he went and saw the, he was driving to go and find something or the other, yeah.
He saw the...
No, he saw the Mexican lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. That exchange went on for far too fucking long. At what point was you going to understand that you don't fucking understand each other?
What?
That went on. That was like a, that was almost like a 10 minute exchange.
He wasn't even shaken up.
Nah.
We didn't even, she didn't make another appearance. Like, what was she even saying?
Exactly.
They didn't put translations.
No.
We don't even know what she was trying, what tell she was him. Getting at.
Yeah.
And then there was just bare leaflets. I thought it was blood at first in that's the air. I also got, finally, we get some sci-fi shit. No, it's just leaflets. Bro, the film was insane. All the Teslas was crashing. They was all piled up. But for what? Well, I don't get the film.
I can't just blame Julia on all of this, but surely
she's the name. All of she's the film, to take the fool.
With all of the films that she's done in her life, did she really sit there with the team and say, yeah, that's the one?
I mean, it just doesn't make that much sense.
Bro, in, you see when you see the ending actually just takes the piss. Like, you're like, wait, did this just end? You're like, just don't wait. There is no way. There is no way. And you know what that does for somebody like me now? For somebody who is like, who hasn't watched a lot of stuff and is like being encouraged to watch stuff, that's like traumatized me now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You want me to sit and you want me to sit another 2 hours and 20 minutes for something else that's shit.
Trust me.
And you know what as well, sorry,
Hook,
Dan,
you don't have to do that.
Huh?
Hook has a correct ending.
All right, I'll be, there you go then. And that's the next thing as well. It's like, I'm sick to death of, this. While we're here, I might as well just lay it out. I'm sick to death of films that only get good at the end as well. You can't do 2.5 hours and the last 15 minutes is good. I hate that.
I'd rather it start fast, you know?
Yeah, and hit
I,
me.
I remember Gangs of London was like that. Just
smoke.
Like, boom. I'm like, all right,
man out the window.
You can even baffle me and like, the rest of it can be shit. But as long as you've already got me in, you've got me.
Yeah. The beginning, the middle can be shit. A little bit of the middle can be shit.
Just give me, yeah. I don't mind that.
Yeah. Like, it can be turbulent, but start me off on a high. Start me off on a high and get me there, and then so I can at least feel like...
Let me do you reckon this. Halfway through making these films, the filmmakers realise this is shit?
Yeah.
Do you reckon they know?
Yeah. I reckon sometimes... Now, I reckon they film it all, and then as it's being edited, they're like, oh, this is actually a shit edit.
Did they blame the edit? They got to blame the edit.
Yeah, you got to blame the edit, because you're like, oh, rah. We've shot everything. It felt good. But putting it together, because you could, you know what, to be fair, you can film some shit that is shit, but the editor will make it
look good,
really good. A good editor will do that.
I think it's hard to do it with a 2 hour film because these scenes are actually scenes.
Yeah. And then,
so like, if there is no action or no, like, suspense is fine, but don't have 2 hours of suspense with no, unless it's one of those kind of like thriller secret things where like you're trying to work out who did what. Even that needs action in these big moments. But like that Julia Roberts film had no moments.
Bro, it was had nothing. Absolutely horrible.
Why didn't they kept leaving the house to go places and then they never made it there or never made it back. There's always that little girl kept going missing.
Yeah.
Like she kept going for walkies. What happened to the youth? That was just like, he was lying in the haystack, but he weren't there no more. Like, we don't even know.
So we ain't even talked about. That fucking little kid sat there taking pictures of that girl.
In a bikini.
And went in the bed, started wanking off his thing. And you know what it was? He got frustrated because it just wasn't the same as the internet. It was like... The man just turned over.
And he's like, oh.
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
That film
was so bad, bro.
I ain't seen a film like that for ages, you know?
And so why was there... Do you know what? I don't know what I noticed. This is the next thing, yeah? You see the Teslas?
Yeah.
So it was all white Teslas, yeah? But you see, when the screen went up, it was just normal cars.
Yeah.
So why was it just Teslas that was on the right side?
I don't know.
And normal cars?
The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Why didn't anyone... Even that whole bit where the Teslas started crashing was annoying me. Because, like, right on the... Like, they was trying to stay on the road. Just go on the grass bit.
Exactly.
Like, just... Let's just, I don't know. For anyone who hasn't watched this film, I'm sorry. Don't watch it. It's the most stupid film.
It's horrible.
Ever watch.
It's so bad.
Horrid.
It's so bad. But Hook, I'm not going to get that for
you. Hook is proper.
What's the best, what's your favourite Christmas film of all time?
It's going to be the same as most people's.
Home Alone. Which one though?
Two.
Okay.
I'm going to go Home Alone 2, but... Because that's everyone's, I don't love it. And I've rinsed that every year. But there are certain ones that make me feel Christmassy.
Like what, which one?
Jingle All The Way makes me feel Christmassy because I don't watch it often.
Yeah.
I'll miss it every few Christmases as well.
I'm just Googling Christmas.
But that one for me, Turbo Man, it felt like Christmas. The neighbor that's trying to beat...
What is a Christmas film called Turbo Man?
No, Turbo Man is... That Turbo Man is the toy in Jingle All The Way.
Oh.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's is that film.
Okay.
I
remember that, actually.
Jingle All The Way or...
Brother, do you know what? I've just Googled, yeah. Top 10 Christmas films.
Do you know what? The first thing came
up? Do you know the first thing came up?
Go on.
Roots.
What? Hold on. Have you got your location sent to Jamaica or something? What's going on here? What do you mean?
I don't know what's going on there, bro.
What's next? Ben-Hur. That film was 10 hours long.
This is not right. It's just giving me bare mad stuff, bro. Friday After Next.
That's cold, though.
Yeah.
Aye.
Holiday Heart.
Aye.
I don't know.
Friday After Next is actually a sick Christmas film.
I've never seen This Christmas, the one with Chris Brown in it.
Neither. Oh, I have. I have actually, yeah.
Is he singing in that, in it?
Yeah. Who's the girl in that? Is it, Lauren London.
Oh, it's, Lauren. Yeah, it's Lauren London. Yeah. Lauren London. I might watch that, actually.
All of those kind of films. I suppose you probably get more time to focus on Christmas. Yeah. After Christmas.
Yeah, for sure.
The 26th and 27th.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Just being lazy.
Have you been all right though, bro? Feel like I haven't seen you for a strong minute.
I've been here then, everywhere, man. Honestly, like, I don't even know where the year's gone.
We need to do we're going to do a whole year wrap up though, so you need to be here for that one.
I'm here. I told you, I'm inside from
okay,
here.
Okay, cool.
From here, from today, I think I'm inside.
Is it?
Any run I make is just a minor run, like home, same day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see many more City Boy trips.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see, like this weekend, I was meant to be in Copenhagen, I didn't go.
You actually really didn't go, yeah.
Didn't go. Just left the flights. All of them lot went. Everyone, 14 man went.
Ross.
And do you know what? I think I'm just going to have to start dealing with FOMO. I need to start actually experiencing FOMO. Like, and just having, just miss out.
When was the last time you actually felt like you might have had a bit of FOMO? Did it, like, has anything happened where you felt like,
I think I've been everywhere. As in, like, I've been at everything where, like, it might have been one of the R&Bs.
Okay.
But it doesn't count because I think I was in Dubai or something.
So you know what I'm saying? So, as in, like,
there's not that many. Like, even, like, the Saudis and, like, going to boxing and stuff like that, I'm just like, I can go. But I'm not going because of like whatever the consequences of me going would be, like whether it's I'll miss work or it'll cost me too much bread or da 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 da. I haven't had to deal with FOMO for a minute, but next year I'm gonna have to focus on it. I'm gonna be broke.
Mm.
Big, having to save and just pull every penny together. So next year I'm gonna behave broke.
Okay.
I've got to try.
I think FOMO, the one piece of FOMO for me that I might have had this year was missing out on Burna Boy's show at West Ham Stadium. I think I should have been at that. That looked really, really, really good. And do you know what it was as well? I think it was the fact that I went to WizKid and it was poor. And I went to WizKid. I went to WizKid when he did O2, and that was amazing.
Yeah.
And that was like at the height of WizKid. Yeah. But I feel like I went to this one because I miss Burna Boy. So I was like, do you know what? Let me just go to the WizKid one because it might make me. And then it made me wish that I went to Burna Boy even more. That was probably my biggest piece of.
I wonder. I can't think of many things that I desperately wanted to go to and didn't for whatever reason.
So you've not had a like. You know what? This is what's been going on outside. I really would have liked to have gone, but I've been in my yard. I needed to be in my house.
Nah.
You ain't had one of them. You're going to have to start having some of those.
Not still, this sure. year. Yeah, now next year I'm having all of those. Yeah,
just
I know.
Just to feel it sometimes, bro.
Even when I'm not going somewhere, like I end up there. Usually.
Yeah.
This is the first one I said, this is like the first thing I said I'm not going to this weekend, just gone, and didn't go.
Right.
Usually. And didn't go anywhere. Because then I was also I was meant to be in Birmingham for No Behaviours live show.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
But I think that might have even just been just exhaustion. Like I was knackered as well.
Right.
But next year, I don't want to miss out, but I'm definitely gonna try my hardest to start missing things. I can't be everywhere. You just can't be everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't, like, obviously, there's like, it's great to go out and enjoy life. Do you get what I'm saying too? That's important. But you know what as well? Man don't have to be a slave to the vibes.
That's it.
You get what I'm saying?
I didn't go to enough football games last year. But okay. I know why that is. Chelsea are shit.
Yeah.
We're shit right now. So like, it's so, like, I don't even want to go to the, I'll probably go to a game next week.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what the bridge feels like right now. It must be terrible.
Tough, mate.
So
same with United.
So, that's it. Traffic. So usually I would get my endorphins from football. I'll get a lot of endorphins from a Chelsea win.
Yeah.
Sunday 4 PM. That would usually last me until Tuesday.
Mm.
Old school. Like if Chelsea beat United in a top of the table clash at 4 PM on a Sunday, I watch the break. Yeah, that's it. Like that carries me. Until Champions League fixture.
I'm actually very good at staying in my yard when I need to be more time. Enough times people will always be like, yo, we're going, bro, I'm in my yard sometimes.
But, yeah, you're going to have to be real careful about the sometimes. Bro, you throw raves that have everyone outside of their yard often.
Yeah, I hear it still.
So you're not inside the yard as much as
but
you
that's
think.
The thing. That's the thing though. I'm not in my yard. I'm still outside. I'm working more time. The work is excitement still.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. It doesn't work.
But still though, like more time okay, so I might get invited to certain things. You get what I'm saying? Like this one's doing that or whatever. And my intentions might be at the time, you know what, I'm going to go. But then I just start thinking, do you know what?
Because I've got to be out tomorrow and I've got to
do this. I've got to do this.
And it just,
Yeah.
It's just
so I'm actually pretty good at just chilling still.
Do you know what my problem is as well? A lot of like, I don't know, at least once a month, I'm probably going to be not in London for boxing. And that could be 4 days.
Right.
So like, I might be in Manchester, Bournemouth, wherever it is from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like whatever it is, like it'll be a few days.
Yeah.
And once your work's done on that day, your work's done and you end up just like, let's go out.
Let's go out.
And before you know it, you're knackered because you've gone out 4 days in a row. Like the fight weeks sometimes are more detrimental to me
than
anyone else or anything else because like the London ones are fine. I can do whatever work I need to do and then go home.
Yeah.
But sitting in a hotel room, twiddling in your thumbs, thinking, fuck, like, can't just bash this time away.
Yeah, yeah, that's Oh my god. At least you get early night though.
Yeah.
See what that's done, it's just like there's nothing, there's nothing on TV.
Bro, I bring my PS.
I'll
every
do
fight week. Okay. Every fight week. People think it's just bare outfits. I'm like, nah, my PS is in there.
In there. Okay,
just cause fair. Like I need something, like I've got Sky Go on it and then all of a sudden blah blah blah.
Brother, let me tell you something. There's something going on outside, bro. I got so ill, bro.
I heard.
You can hear it in my voice now, innit? Like, I'm so much better. But I was so ill, bro.
But what kind of ill?
Brother, oh my God. And imagine I was ill, like, what, 3 weeks ago? And then 2 weeks later, I just got ill again.
Yeah, it's the worst. It means
bro, this thing, like, bro, oh my God. It just started with my legs, bro.
Huh?
Bro, it started with my legs. I mean, like, I'm in Central, my flipping legs are aching, bro.
Oh.
Like, proper just achy. I'm like, rah. Going home now, start having little shivers and that, headache, whatnot, gone to sleep, woken up, mash up, yeah. Bad headache, yeah. Cough. This, that, this is hurting, that, every, bro, let me tell you something, yeah? Every single thing that can happen to somebody when they are ill, all the different things, I had everything.
So you were vomiting, you had sweats.
No, that's what I didn't do. Oh, okay. But I was like so close. I was coughing to the point of when I was nearly vomiting.
Sounds like coronavirus.
Basically, that's what I thought. I went to go and have a ginger shot down... a place that I'm always at, Farm W5. I had a ginger shot, bro. I was standing by the tree, nearly vomiting my guts out. Nearly vomiting my guts out, yeah. It was horrible. Yeah. But in my mind, I'm saying to myself, do you know what, yeah? It started on Tuesday, like last Tuesday. I'm saying, providing, I don't mind this because by Friday, I'll be all right. And I got R&B and Slow Jams in Manchester on Sunday, which I was really looking forward to,
yeah.
Because it's the biggest one we've done so far. Outside of London, 1,500. Yeah. I think 1,600 we had all together, yeah? So I'm like, I'm looking forward to that. Bro, I'm just getting worse and worse and worse. The bed is like drenched in sweat, bro. I'm waking up like that. Anyway, Saturday, I was fine. I felt so much better. I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. Yeah. I know by Sunday now, I'm going to be ready. I woke up Sunday, opened my eyes, and thought, oh, rah. Little sweat. But cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, yeah, good. All right, whatever. Yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, boom. I'm ready for today. As soon as I went to speak, bro, my voice is gone. Bro. And
but
you know,
what kind of gone? Was it gone like, because sometimes when the voice goes, it gives you a better voice. Was it not better this
one? No, it gave me this, but it was a little worse than this. Just a little worse than this.
Okay, yeah, you're.
But I'm still, I can still speak. But you know how I play my sets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get
so
what I'm saying?
I'm
a mic man. I'm dominant.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, I'm just thinking as the day goes on, my voice is going to get worse and worse and worse. Luckily, because it's more like a concert venue, I had a proper engineer that was it. I just told him, like, obviously I'm losing my voice. He was like, cool, don't worry about it. Like, so he's tailored the microphone a certain way.
Of course,
I didn't need to shout. Like, when I'm talking, I could still talk, bring the music down and whatnot, and then it would be fine. Imagine, yeah, come after a little sound check thing. I'm nervous, bro.
Are you?
I'm nervous because I don't know. My voice is going, bro.
Okay, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse, and I don't know how this is going to pan out.
Yeah.
Because I need to be able to, because Taser's not a mic man.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And even the way that I play sets, bro, I don't even, like, a host isn't, it's not for a host.
Yeah.
It's for tunes to be intro'd and
certain things.
You understand what I'm saying, yeah? So I'm like, if my voice goes, I don't know what this set looks like.
Yeah.
So I can't focus until I know whether I could do it or not. Bro, I'm pacing up and down. When I got to the venue, I'm walking up and down, I'm getting here. I'm looking outside, yeah? I'm seeing all the people out there, everyone enjoying themselves. And I'm having like these two like really conflicting feelings because I'm like,
this is sick.
This is amazing.
I wish.
Because I want to be able to, you get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I'm going to be able to
do.
But
halfway through, were you getting more nervous that your voice will go? Or were you like, we're in now, I've got it.
But I needed to just start my set.
Like,
I'm there at 7 o'clock, my sets are 8. I just needed it to be eight. Yeah. I needed to be 8 now, just so I could just test the microphone, do the first bit, and just know what it is. Yeah. As soon as I touched the microphone, I was like, okay, not too bad. You get what I'm saying? Then I touched the microphone again. I said, yeah, do you know what?
We're in.
And then that feeling of, okay, we're in, like when I can see them responding.
Yeah.
It's such a feeling.
Yeah,
bro.
Wait, hold on. Where were you? Was you in the O2 in
the Ritz?
Oh, Yeah. I love that place, you know.
Yeah, man. Hey.
I was there with Western. Hey, I love that place.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, man.
So. Hey, Manny's just special, man. Manny's
a good place, man. It's been good for R&B and slow jams and that too.
It's the close. I think it's because it's the closest thing to London.
Yeah, Birmingham was really.
Birmingham is as well, but Birmingham's like, it's like they didn't really put any effort into Birmingham when they built it.
Yeah.
With Manny, like with Manny, they thought, all right, cool, let's just make a smaller London.
I heard it's like that with Coventry as well. Right, by the way,
Cov.
Yeah, I heard they've got no money over there.
Oh, yeah. Cov's like Birmingham.
Yeah.
Cov's worse than Birmingham. Like 10 times worse.
They ain't got no money over there. Like, not the people I'm talking about.
I stayed in Coventry probably a month ago for a fight week.
Serious?
That place. Even I was going into corner shops there and people would be like, Savage Dan, what are you doing here? I'd be like, oh, never come back to Coventry, bro. What are you doing here? Serious. But like, yeah, we had like a couple fighters over there. So yeah, we was there. But Cov is... Yeah, Cov's all over the shop.
Yeah, Cov's all over the place. I don't know if R&B and slow jams is going to touch there, boy. But yeah, bro. Well, listen, Christmas is here. You know what I mean? I would say to anyone out there that is going and enjoying themselves and whatnot, watch your drinks. Hey, watch your drinks. You see that the level of spiking that is happening right now is...
Is it?
What? Brother, I don't even know if I've ever told you this, yeah? You know, one time I'm driving home, I see this girl laying on the floor with a couple of her brethren, yeah, but they couldn't hold her up or whatever. I know, something just told me, let me just go and see what's going on. So I've come out of my car and I'm like, are you two okay? They're like, oh no, someone spiked her drink. I'm like, oh, serious? She's vomiting, she's hallucinating, she's just going flipping crazy. They don't know, like, they was just at some bar or whatever. In the end now, about, what, maybe like 20 minutes late, I've got them in the car. I'm taking them to the hospital. The hospital was down the road and whatnot. The girl was spazzing out. But it was just because I think she was scared. So it's like something in her mind knew what was going on.
But she was also like, why are we in this car?
Yes, yeah, basically.
Yeah. Like, that's I've been spiked once.
Yeah, I know, but you had a great time.
No, not that time. Okay. I've had a bad spike once. I was in Thailand and one dude kept trying to be my brethren. So I'm chatting with him, you know, like I'm just on a night out, whatever. He's talking like he's like a posh school, like a public school kind of guy. But he was just like, oh yeah, you know, my dad sent me out here because blah blah blah, I was getting in trouble in the UK, blah 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 blah. I've had a drink. Bro, I couldn't move my legs.
Oh, no way.
I'm on the beach, bro. Laying flat on the beach. But it's like...
Shorts on,
yeah. Well, I'm not naked. Yeah. But I'm talking like I'm on the shore. Like my feet aren't touching the water yet, but they will by the morning when the tide gets a little bit stronger. I'm right there. My bird's like... But I've got all my facilities, like my faculties, sorry. Yeah. I can speak. I'm not overly drunk. I'm not like, I'm cool. And she's just like she's obviously not strong enough to pick me up, but I've been vomiting in the sea and now I'm just laying by the sea. But I haven't even drunk that much.
This is a so crazy now
I'm thinking, my man's done me. Whoever that youth was, he's done me.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, cool, he's got me.
Right. Feels like a violation.
I'm saying to her, go home, I'll see you tomorrow. She's like, go home, you'll be in the ocean. Like,
what, so, leave you by the beach?
Yeah, I'm saying, just go home. It's over there, second left.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, go home. And she's like, nah, I'm staying. And then luckily, like some guys from the military have come, innit? So they're like,
Could you crawl?
I don't think I could. Wow. Like, I was done. So like, there was like, they put me on their shoulders and were walking me and I'm talking to them kind of normally. Like, I'm like, sorry fellas, like, I'm not sure what the fuck's going on here, but I said this, like, second right, second left, that door. And like, as in like, I can die, I just didn't have, like, my legs weren't working.
Oh my God, bro. That's a nightmare.
Legs weren't, I don't know what that youth was trying to do, what his plans were.
Yeah, exactly.
That youth was trying to finish me, bro.
So what, like, he just gave you a drink and then gone?
Disappeared. I don't know, he must have seen me deteriorating. Because he, like, if you are spiking someone, surely you know who you've spiked. And then you've got, I'm guessing you'd keep an eye on them.
You know what? Maybe he might have just been testing it.
Ruined my night. The guy got me down.
I said, yeah, that didn't work, bro.
The guy got me down. He said, yeah, this one's proper still. Yeah, he got me.
That's fucked, man.
Got me.
That's fucked, man. God forbid. Super last thing, yeah. What do you think about citizens' arrest?
I don't think about it enough. I think it's very cheeky if you think you can nick me and hold me somewhere without being a police officer. I just think it's insane that you think you could do that. Like, what do you think this is? Like, what on earth do you think this is? Citizen's arrest?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Right. I've never seen it happen. I've seen it on TV and Twitter.
So you know I'm a man who likes to follow court cases, isn't it?
What?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. This woman... Okay, I'll tell you the story very quickly. This Don, he's driving a whip, whatever. He's crashed into someone's car. I don't know why he's done it or what's happened or whatnot, but he's moving a bit mad still. He's crashed into the car. There's been an exchange of words or whatever, and then he's bounced. A woman has watched this exchange go on, yeah? And she's decided to take it upon herself to go and follow him. Yeah, so she's followed him, innit? Yeah, he didn't crash into her car or nothing. She's following him, innit? In the end, she's chased him down now. She's got to his whip, but she shot him, bro.
What?
Yeah, and she's dappied him.
I thought you said this is about citizen's arrest.
So that's what she was on.
Bro, that's a citizen murder.
There you go.
Bro.
I'm saying to myself, because she was trying to say that she was doing the citizen's arrest stuff, but obviously he was moving a bit, thing, her life was in danger, boom, she's taking out the thing.
Because he's probably saying to her, what are you, who the hell are you? Like, he's probably thinking, what the hell, what are you talking about?
Big man. She got life in prison anyway.
Rightly so.
And I'm looking at this woman, I'm saying to myself, all you needed to do was just mind your business.
Listen, this is the rules. Drink water and mind your business. It's the clues to a happy life. Just don't worry about what everyone else is. That had nothing to do with her. Mm. Can I ask the ethnicity of this woman?
She was white. Yeah, she was white.
Of course she was. Karen.
She thought that her privilege was probably going to get her. Allow her to.
What was the colour of the guy?
Black brother.
Huh. The plot thickens.
Yeah. Wow. I think she thought that her privilege was going to allow her to bust case. But you know what it is as well, yeah? I think in America more time, when you can legally buy a gun, yo, I'm firing this thing somehow.
If I can have this on me, yeah, like, I'm spending
I'm spending 6 bills or 7 bills or whatever on something light. I'm not spending this just to just have this.
Innit? You need to know this is it. Every little possibility, any moment where I can bring this out, this is coming out.
Do you think she was chasing him down if she didn't have the fire? She weren't chasing down nothing.
She had a whistle.
She was so quick to jump in her car. Yeah, because she knew what she had. She couldn't wait to fire that.
America needs, I don't know how they're going to undo this, but there is no benefit to civilians or citizens having guns. It can only end up like that.
Mm.
She's just, in a blink of an eye, two lives are ruined. Yeah. And multiple lives.
You don't know
what he's got going on in his life. Kids, blah, blah, blah. You just shot a man because he crashed into someone else that you don't know.
Yeah.
But America, man, I've said it. That place is an experiment.
Poets always like, close it.
You gotta close it, you know.
Exactly. Close.
Just put a dome over it and just leave it, because it's broken. That place is broken. It's lit. It's lit.
Yeah.
I haven't been there for a minute, but it's too chaotic. Why do you think superhero, bro? Like 50% of all superheroes are from New York. They're always from New York, or New Jersey. That's the two places that there's always...
That's true. Still.
They're always there because that place needs a hero.
Hero, yeah. It's
crying out for a hero.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, like, it's true. Yeah, it's crazy, bud. Well, yes, listen, my brother.
New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolution. I don't really have one, bro. I never make them.
You never make them or you never keep them?
We'll keep them. I never make them. I never say this year I'm gonna do. If anything, it's more gym stuff, bro. As soon as the year hits, I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going in and I'm doing X, Y, and Z. But I don't really have a thing. Like, I don't really have a thing. Like, okay, you know what? I'll tell you one thing, though. I am starting to be a little bit more intuitive on, like, certain things I've put in my body, though. You know, like, sometimes I could just taste salt, and I'm like, I don't know if I like how much salt I'm tasting right now. You get what I'm saying? You know, when you get to a certain age, you got to be careful with this salt. I know.
This, honestly, I could feel the sugar.
I know, so could I. I could feel it here. I could literally feel it here and here. I could feel it. I can literally feel it here and here.
Yeah. It's true. Mad. We do. Because, you know, when in reality, we're at that age now where if you don't really start keeping an eye on things, they'll creep up on you in terms of, like, when you're young, you can back McDonald's every day.
Yeah.
It's not your body. You're young. You're getting rewarded just for being young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As you get older, the consequences of every decision you've ever made in terms of, like, food, lifestyle, start to catch up with you. So I get it. I love sugar too much. And you know what? I'm a momentum person. So if I'm in good momentum, then I can maintain this. Like, if I'm going gym and I'm just having tuna, steak and salad and like, I'm in there, I can stay in there until I hit a road bump. And that road bump might be a holiday or a weekend here or whatever it is. It might be that will unsettle that. But then it puts me into new momentum where now I'm having, like, croissants at breakfast and da-da-da-da-da. And now I'm just carbing up, like, sugar, carbs, fizzy drink, alcohol. And then I struggle. It's like my body... It's like my brain's too stupid. Like, it can't figure out that I can only do this now and then let's get back to that. Like, it's like, nope, this is a new... We've entered a new era. Mm. And then I stay in that era for ages and I just have sugar, carbs, drink, alcohol, bad sleep, like, da-da-da-da-da, until... I get to a point where I'm like, all right, cool, no more. And then I get back into that. Mm. And then it's just a vicious cycle. I can't break it.
Mm.
I can't break it. I'm all out or all in.
Yeah, I want to sleep better. That's one thing for sure. But you know what? Like, sometimes I'll be watching, I'll be on Instagram and I'll be watching, you know, like, I don't even follow these pages, but it will just come up of someone cooking something. And I'll be watching them cook something and I'm like, raw, look how much salt they're putting in that.
Yeah. Do you know what's
I'll be like, yo, look. Or I'll be like, look how much sugar is going in that.
But there's some food that just looks so good. Like, have you seen where everyone's just like I'm this person's mum, and they just say thank you, and they show like the everyday the meal that they're cooking for their spouse or their kid or whatever. And I'm looking at these meals, I'm just like, shh, I want to be your son.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm just like, that looks like that's a 5,000 calorie meal. That's a 4,000 calorie meal. That's a 3,000. Like, as in, I just know that I couldn't have that every day because it would just, it's like my body wants to put on weight at every opportunity. I know I like, it's probably just very, very in tune with how my life is in terms of like, I'm all out, all in. So like, I can drop the weight fast and I can slap it back on fast. Mm. So I need to find a way to try and make that transition smoother.
Yeah.
And being inside doesn't help me because what's inside my house? An 8-year-old and a 5-year-old, which means carbs. I got kids and their food everywhere. So like, if I'm in my house.
What's that got to do with you though?
It means I want it.
Yeah, but you gotta have. There's gotta be stuff for them and stuff for you. I know. Or you gotta do it.
They got like just stuff, like stuff. The stuff that they have is actually the stuff that I want.
Yeah, you
know what I'm saying, but I just have to be an adult about it.
Exactly.
Like, I want fish fingers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want this. I want that. I want like their little snack bars that they take to school and stuff like that. Like, I'm eating them. But
oh, so you buy like a whole lot for like, them?
Yeah, for them.
And then you nibble on it still.
It's just gone.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, like, I remember, like, when I lived alone and I had no bread or had less bread, the fitness was just immense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I wasn't on
just... Oh, my God.
It was just
God.
Immense.
I was at my healthiest, living on my own, broke.
Broke equals discipline because yeah. you have to be. Hardship and empty stomachs.
I was right. So what I would say is that, like, I wasn't eating enough. I wasn't eating enough, but what I was eating was good for me for yeah. what I needed in regards to the gym. And
but you know what they say, we eat too much anyway. I eat, me walking into certain environments makes my brain want to eat. I know I don't need to eat, but if I walk in, for example, if the lights are a certain way in this room and I walk in here at a certain time as though I'm going to sit down and do a few hours work.
Yeah.
It's like my brain says, well, you can't do it without Deliveroo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm ordering something that I don't need to do. I walk in my house and I go to a cupboard for no reason. Like, it's like there's certain environments that make me want to eat.
Mm.
And darkness makes me want to eat. Like, if it's sunny outside, if it's a hot day, all of that, I don't want to eat. But if it's dark, if it's nighttime, I need sugar.
Because, yeah, the chocolate is what kills me, man. Before, you know what? Being broke was, I wake up in the morning. Because even then, like, eating healthily can be expensive. Especially if you're going to certain places to buy the food or whatever. But I would wake up and it would just be like fruit for me, bro.
Yeah.
I'd go and get fruit. Maybe like a little yogurt, whatever thing. That was it. But when you start to be able to afford things or whatever, and it's like, if you don't have the right discipline... You know, I might go and get a fun breakfast from somewhere now.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? I might go Doba. Have you been there before?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, their thing is mad. There's a next breakfast place, actually. It's in King's Cross. I think it's called the Sandwich Shop.
Who gets breakfast in King's Cross?
Bro,
what have you been doing?
Yeah, let me just...
What?
Is it called? It's called the Sandwich Shop. Bruv, their breakfast slaps. It's in King's Cross, yeah. But sometimes what I might do is, yeah. Was it Sandwich Bar? Secret Sandwich Shop. Mm-hmm. It's called Secret Sandwich Shop. But like, that might be a thing of, if I'm traveling somewhere or whatever, I might not eat immediately. Let me leave a little bit earlier. I'll go there.
I'm gonna get that.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And then like, so it's a big fried breakfast that and the French toast.
Breakfast ruins my life, you know?
Oh, mate, it's
breakfast
nuts.
Ruins my life. Because if I'm having it, then I'm really going for it. I try my hardest to not eat until whatever time in the day. And that's probably then why I do that stupid thing of ordering food at 5 o'clock and then having to have dinner at 9 o'clock or whenever it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm all over the shop, man. But next year, I'm looking in and I'm cooking and I'm going inside.
And you're going inside?
I'm going inside.
Yeah. No.
Considerably inside. I was almost going to go private on my Insta, you know.
Was you?
I swear down.
Well, what difference was that going to make?
I don't know, because the followers are already there. But as in, like, in my head, I'm just like, do I even, like, all the... It's weird. Like, I got to a place where I was like, all right, cool. As we all know what version of me there has been on this podcast at the beginning when there was no visuals anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Who knows what has been said on here? But I've said things that...
I know.
Don't
even entice them.
I know. But no, I'm not even saying like that. Yeah. But I'm saying some of the things I've said and shared to people that I don't know. I'm like, why did you say that? Like, did you have to mention that battery?
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, did you have that? Some of the things I've said, like, why did you say that? And now I've got to the point, yeah, where I was like, maybe I do want to be a bit more private. But I'm like, it's a bit...
Do you know what you can be, though? No, it's not. I personally feel I've had a decent balance of being able to be private, but also be open.
Yeah.
Purely because, look, the reality is I am not a spring chicken.
Yes.
I've lived some life.
Yeah.
I'm still young, but We've done things.
Yeah.
So what I do is, yeah, whenever we get into those bags, when we start, you get what I'm saying, podding about this, that, and the fourth, just know I'm plucking from that back then.
Time stamping it.
Over there.
That's it. Well, that's,
you see, like, if it's a last month or a that.
That's not getting seen.
Nah, that's that can't get talked about for.
Until,
like, in 15 years' time. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's got to be, that's far.
Yeah.
That's got to be far down the line. So it's those are the balances. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Otherwise, bro, yeah, man. Yeah. The idea of actually, like, so, even someone else just doing it, I just think is mad. I was on a train yesterday. This woman was talking off her whole thing to this woman she's never met, bro. She was sitting there with her baby. This woman and then her two kids sat. So, you know, it's a table of four. She's with her baby. She's in one chair. Then the mom and a woman... And her two kids have come and sat down.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's like, the woman with the baby's like, I hope you don't mind the baby. She's like, no, that's cool. Then the woman with the baby just carries on just talking, isn't it? Yeah. So this woman's just being nice for this whole 2 hours. Oh. This woman is talking about everything. Yeah,
oversharer.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like her husband, her family, all the things her husband doesn't like, what he doesn't do, all his shortfalls, the family stuff.
And you're just, where
I'm
are you?
Sitting there thinking to myself.
You're here. You're doing the Idris
Elba. They're on the table here. Like, you're on the right. And I'm on their left-hand side, yeah. And I'm sitting and I'm like, sometimes I have my headphones in. I'll be doing what I'm doing. I take my headphones off and I'm like, she's still talking about her husband and what he don't do.
It's insane.
I'm like, oh my God, this woman is doing so much. And do you know what the other lady was doing? Not sharing a single thing. And I bet you that if any moment she was going to talk about something, it would have been back from, as opposed to oversharing anything that's happening right now. I don't know you.
That's insane. And our two kids are there anyway.
Yeah, it was. No, so the two kids was with the woman who was just chilling.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, she couldn't have talked about her husband.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Because you know your kids, like the older kid will always say, "Mum," like, "Mummy."
Bro, do you know, listen. Yeah. The other day, I'm on my Insta just scrolling. And obviously I've got girls on my Insta. My daughter's there. I don't even know she's there. And she's like, I'm going past, just going past. Oh, you're looking at girls.
Oh, that was that loud.
I'm telling. I'm like, broski.
I'm telling.
Go and tell, bro. It's the matter of you. I'm scrolling. And I thought, okay, we've entered that era.
Oh, that's interesting.
We've entered that
era. Yeah, because I was going to say, like, how does she know that that's a thing?
I don't know.
Do you understand what I'm asking?
How do they? Well, now they know.
How?
I don't know.
Where does that start?
I don't know. But they know that I think they know you're not allowed more girls. Kind of early.
Is it because it says she got a phone?
No. But they got iPads, so they're on YouTube. So they see stuff. You know, like, all they watch, like, shorts. YouTube shorts. Of, like, whatever kid stuff's going on. And all these kids are like, I don't know.
That's when they start forming what is cool, what's not cool.
That's it.
What's to like, what not to like. Do you think that kids are almost overexposed into relationship dynamics too early?
Bro, do you want to know what my son said to me the other day? Does Harry Panero have a girl? I said, what? I said, what? He was watching like a Sidemen video where I was like, you gotta go back on YouTube, kids. I don't know how to do the I'm putting the parental lock on all of these things. You can't be watching this stuff. The whole generation's gonna be too far ahead. Because it's not suitable for kids. It's like it's not like a parental guide will stop them seeing that.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying, because it's just like them, like, that dude, you know, when they did the speed dating thing, like, where it was that him, Chunks, Philly, all of that.
Yeah.
So my son's seen it and he's just like, does Harry Panero have a girlfriend? I'm like, how the fuck do you know what Harry Panero is?
Yeah,
what the hell?
Like, yeah.
What the hell is going on? Like, this is, it's crazy. They see everything.
So then now, so obviously he must have heard clarting.
He must know.
He must have heard clarting. That's the next thing.
This is a completely next thing. I'm not sure what age this happened to me in terms of like knowing what's what. I think my first maybe like exposure to that kind of world would have been Top Shelf in a shop. Like,
yes.
Looking up and definitely knowing that would have been that.
Yeah.
And then figuring out how am I gonna
get that. Yes.
That's it.
Right.
That. But they can now access anything. You have to be so careful. They can access anything. It's all there.
What is interesting is though, is them learning about relationship dynamics from the internet. Because those are the conversations that like, there's always generic conversations about who pays on the first date.
Yes.
That's probably something that, yeah, you know, your daughter's probably gonna, yeah, come across,
yes,
super early.
You're gonna take me here. Like, You're gonna take me here.
Because remember, I don't know if you remember, but me and you time ago talked about these expensive restaurants that these are going to at young ages and that. These going to the Shard at 17 and shit. Like, it's crazy.
It's insane.
But like, they will be hearing a lot about that. On the way here, I was listening to LBC, you know, that's my thing. And I can't remember exactly what the topic of the conversation exactly was, but there's something in the news right now about teachers and pronouns and whatever else, yeah. And there was an 11-year-old girl who rang up the radio station. Obviously, her mum must have got to do it. And she was just talking about, like, in her school, that there's a lot of people in her school that don't know, like, are questioning their gender, yeah? And so, the presenter was just asking questions or whatever. She weren't one of those people, by the way. She was just saying, like, this is just what's happening in school a lot. Like, a lot of people are just questioning and whatever. And, like, you know, it's a tricky one with the teachers because obviously some people will say it's a phase. It's hearing about it now. Later on down the line, it's, mm-hmm, it's not going to be like that. And then for, you know, some, it's not going to really be like that. It's a lot deeper for them. Do you know what I mean? So to tell them that it's a phase and then for them to suppress it later on down the line can sometimes have a bigger implications on all these type of things. It's almost like with a child being gay. It's like, you know, if they, years ago, if somebody would have said that they were gay or something like that, especially in school, they would have been, no, listen, don't worry about that.
Yeah,
when you grow older, it's gonna align back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, like for some people who like it's deeper for them,
yeah,
it's that trauma of having to constantly. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? But like, what was interesting to me is that like the fact that she said loads of people, like loads of, and I'm like, I never ever doubt the fact that there are young kids in particular that for whatever reason don't feel right.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Like, I'm never judging that. I always think that there's like, would always be that. But it's so interesting that there's this from this girl's account, that there's so many in school, yeah, of like people that are like, and obviously these are based upon conversations that people are having. So when they are young and they're just hearing these conversations, I guess a lot of them are just kind of like, well, what is? And what is?
There's just too much, I don't know. I stay out of all of this. I just focus on my four walls.
Yeah.
And I just keep an eye on what will be, man. Sometimes I'm just like, something don't make no sense. And other times I'm like, each to their own, man.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you want. Just do whatever you want. As long as you're not hurting nobody.
There you go.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, the kids though. Save the children, man.
Save them.
Magic, you gotta go, bro. It's 10-2. Yeah, all right, listen, thanks for listening, everyone, yeah?
I definitely will be well when we do that end of the year conversation, me, you, and Poet.
Better boom.
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.